What happened in the clergy sexual abuse crisis in August 2026? Summary. August 2026 offered a series of reminders that the clergy sexual abuse crisis is not a succession of isolated scandals but a global system of unresolved institutional failures, legal struggles, and competing responses. One of the month's most significant developments came from Brazil, where a public prosecutor decided to archive a case involving the controversial organization Arautos do Evangelho, Heralds of the Gospel. The decision was not an acquittal, absolution, or dismissal based on statutes of limitation. Rather, it reflected what the prosecutor considered the limits of Brazilian criminal jurisdiction. For survivors and observers of the crisis, the decision raises troubling questions about what happens when serious allegations encounter a legal system unable or unwilling to move forward. The implications are substantial enough to require a dedicated analysis next week. France provides a very different picture. As Pope Leo XIV prepares to visit the country, survivor organizations continue to pressure both the Vatican and the French Catholic hierarchy. One of the most visible controversies involves Mouvement Fon, an organization challenging plans for a large papal mass at Place de la Concorde in Paris. Their campaign invokes France's long-standing debates over laicite or secularism, demonstrating how the abuse crisis increasingly intersects with broader disputes about religion's place in public life. At the same time, French survivors remain frustrated by what they perceive as mixed signals from church hierarchy. While reports indicate that the Pope will privately meet survivors during his visit, that encounter remains absent from the official itinerary, even as other private meetings with bishops and religious communities are publicly acknowledged, mirroring what already happened in Madrid, Spain a few weeks ago. For many survivors, this discrepancy symbolizes the continuing tension between symbolic gestures and substantive recognition. Yet France also stands out as one of the few countries continuing to develop institutional responses to the crisis. During August, the Catholic hierarchy announced a new entity succeeding previous structures created in the wake of the Sauve report. The appointment of former Judge Sophie Darbois to lead the new body is particularly significant. Despite persistent survivor skepticism, the decision suggests that at least a significant wing of the French Conference of Bishops recognizes that abuse cases cannot be addressed exclusively through internal ecclesiastical mechanisms. The French model remains contested, but it continues to evolve. Across the Atlantic, Peru presents a striking contrast. Public attention has increasingly focused on proposals to build ever larger statues of Pope Leo XIV, first in Chiclayo and now in Callao. The symbolism of celebrating the first Peruvian pope has become a national obsession, with government officials declaring his visit a matter of national interest. Yet this enthusiasm exists alongside unresolved questions about abuse cases linked to Leo's earlier ministry in Peru and broader concerns regarding the country's handling of clergy sexual abuse. The comparison between France and Peru reveals profoundly different priorities. In France, however imperfectly, resources and political capital are being invested in accountability structures, oversight mechanisms, and dialogue with survivors. In Peru, public attention increasingly gravitates toward commemoration, image management, and symbolic celebration while many accountability questions remain unresolved or unaddressed. This contrast becomes even sharper given long-standing accusations against senior figures within the Peruvian Bishops' Conference and the continuing legacy of organizations such as the Sodalicium of Christian Life. Elsewhere, important developments continued to unfold. In Argentina, courts revisited the notorious Pravolo Institute scandal, overturning a previous acquittal and finding Kumiko Kosaka, a nun who worked at the school, guilty on multiple counts related to abuse. Additional convictions connected to abuses within the Schoenstatt movement further demonstrated the systemic character of the crisis. In Colombia, the appointment of Ilva Miriam Hoyos Castañeda as Minister of Education raised immediate concerns among survivors and their advocates about the future direction of abuse-related policy, given her record of dismissiveness towards abuse allegations and her connections to influential far-right Catholic networks. Similar concerns emerge from developments in California, where proposed legislation could affect survivors' ability to come forward, and in Canada, where the acquittal of Cardinal Mark Ouellet generated both legal and ecclesiastical repercussions. Taken together, these developments show a crisis that continues evolving across countries and institutions. The central question is no longer whether the abuse crisis exists, but what different institutions choose to prioritize when confronted by it: accountability, paralysis, or commemoration.